We are continuing on with our study of winning at work and home. We're on session 4, entitled Staying Close to the Woman You Love. And as you know, living well with a woman doesn't just happen. In fact, I like how Dr. Phil states it. He says, are you really living or just existing? Existing is instinctual. It is involuntary, reactive, self-preservation, with the primary goal of just getting from one day to the next without regard to quality. Living, on the other hand, is the exercise of certain learned skills, attitudes, and abilities that you have acquired and honed to a sharp and focused edge. And so, as we think about that, we want to get better. We don't want to just exist. We want to live. And so, for a brief review, our growing understanding, back to our 1 Peter verse that talks about men, live with understanding your wife, desiring to know her better and do marriage well. And so there's a growing understanding there. And we go back once again to the paradox principle, which is die to live, or die a little to live a lot. And so it's a paradox because it seems absurd. What do you mean dying? And that helps me live. But when you think about that, as we've talked about before, if I'm saying no to myself in certain areas, I'm saying yes to someone else. And that one specific person right now we're talking about is your wife, your girlfriend, the person that God has placed in your life, and you are desiring to walk with him. Your relationship honors him. And so by dying to yourself, you live for something greater than yourself. Okay? Secondly, there are forces that push couples apart. The first one that comes to mind is A, everyday conflict. There's going to be conflicts. That's just how there is. Two people living together are more than just male and female. They carry differences into the marriage. And sometimes what happens is they stay hidden, but later on they come out. And there's a problem there when that arises. A lot of times when it comes to dating, your whole goal is to fool them into marrying you. And you know what I'm talking about. You are hiding what are those bad characteristics, character traits that you have, and you are exemplifying or putting out there the best things. You're selling yourself. The problem with that is later she starts to see things because conflict arises. It's just how it is. And if you're doing life realistically, then she will see those things, and that's okay, but it's working through those things. Because the reality, point number one, the reality is every relationship experiences conflict. Every relationship experiences conflict. That's okay. But the question, number two, is how do I deal with conflict? And so as you look at this chart, you can imagine a circle there, and at the top is conflict, and we go from that conflict to hurt feelings. Okay, so that's the first spot there, the break there after the arrow. And then you move down, and it moves from hurt feelings to anger. And at that point, you have two choices. One, which is going down, is flee. Capital F-L-E-E. Flee. Withdraw and let problems fester. And when you withdraw, that's the opposite of closeness. And what does that do? That escalates isolation. You go off, you stomp away, or you slam the door, or you quietly leave. You take that drive. Every now and then you need to get away, we understand, but you can't stay there. And so you move from conflict to hurt feelings to anger to those two choices. You can either flee, or you can choose to face the conflict. And we're making our way around that circle there, and that's at the bottom there. Choose to face the conflict. And then there's two choices from there. You can either fight, where there's accusing, demanding, you put down, you denigrate, and the whole goal is in order to win. So, capital F-I-G-H-T, fight. So, you do that, and what that does is that escalates the conflict. Or, you can quit worrying about being right and care more about loving right. So much of our arguments is, I've got to be right. So those are the two choices. Either I'm going to fight, or I'm going to listen. And that arrow moves up to an invitation to dialogue. Basically, two words, let's talk. Are you willing to listen? Let's talk. And that moves to understanding. That moves to forgiveness. That moves to compromise. And compromise isn't a bad word. There will be times where you have to do that. And the conflict gets resolved. And then you see that arrow above the word conflict. Then there's growth. And so every time you have a conflict, you can move down and around that circle, and you can either flee or fight or work toward loving one another. So this is how we stay close to the woman we love. That's the goal. Number three, the principle, conflict, can either grow you as a couple together, or it can force you further apart. Conflict can either grow you as a couple together, or it can force you apart. So, how are you doing? Number four, a key insight is this. It's the wise couple who learns how to resolve conflict quickly and correctly. Ephesians 4:26 says this, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Earlier in Ephesians it says, be angry, but sin not. So there's a place for anger, but then later in the letter he says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. So how are you doing with conflict? You're stuck in the house together. There's situations that arise. How are you handling those? Flee, fight, or working toward working things out? Next thing is B, this creeping separateness. Have you seen it? Have you lived it? Listen to this. We're referring to creeping separateness that grabs hold of couples in their marriages. Author Sheldon Vanocken wrote that he and his wife Davy looked around and saw that the smile of in-lovedness seemed to promise forever, but friends who had been in love last year were parting. Questioning why, they saw that the killer of love is creeping separateness. People gradually drifting apart, sometimes without even noticing it. In his book, A Severe Mercy, Sheldon explained it a bit more this way. The killer of love is creeping separateness. It's taking love for granted, especially after marriage. It's ceasing to do things together, finding separate interests. Plus, it's we turning into I. The failure of love might seem to be caused by hate or boredom or unfaithfulness. But those were results. First came the creeping separateness, the failure behind the failure. So stop for a moment and think about that with the woman that God has placed into your life. One, what a man needs to ask is, do you feel close to me? And do I feel close to you? And so many of these things that we're talking about today are work. But isn't it worth it? Anything else that you're investing in, the sports that you play, the things that you build, the hobbies that you have, the job that you do, to do it well, it's work. And isn't this the most important aspect of life? Love, relationships, family, your spouse. So to ask those questions and get ready for the answer. Do you feel close to me? Do I feel close to you? Number two, smart moves a man can make. Commit to a winning strategy. Well, what would that take? Weekly escapes that become your communication connectors. That's not taking the kids out with you. That's not double dating with somebody else, this group that you like to get together and you as men talk and the girls talk. That's you taking her out and you ask questions and you listen to answers. And she asks questions and she listens to answers. And it's communication because that's a need that she has. So weekly escapes that become your communication connectors. Also, monthly experiences that become your companionship keepers. So something even bigger each month. And then yearly extravaganzas that become your shared memory makers. Boy, to do this, to specifically take the time set aside to do this, it says much. We need to commit to be the one who initiates this strategy. Don't wait on her. You take the time. C, creeping resentment. Creeping resentment. Men, we need to beware this. I'm turning in the Bible to Colossians 3 and verse 19. And it says this, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Let's not have a seed of resentment. Do not be bitter. So let me ask you what a man needs to ask. What growing resentment am I carrying toward my woman? Any issues financially? Any issues relationship-wise? Any issues sexually? Is there any resentment that's brewing or growing right now? God, he doesn't say anything to the wives in that verse in Colossians. He's specifically saying, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. And then thirdly, smart moves a man can make. Look inside and check your temperature. Is your thoughts of her warm as you think about her? Or is there red there? Is it burning? Is there something, you know something's wrong? Even as I mentioned, as you look inside and you check your temperature, you know something's wrong. Also, write your resentment down in an I statement. Don't be accusatory toward her. Don't be accusatory toward her. What is your concerns, your feelings, your thoughts? I'm concerned about how money is being spent. Now, you spend money really badly. You might think there's a difference, but or that's the same thing, but it isn't. And then communicate your statement in a safe place where you have time to talk. This is not to win. The goal is to get close. And then seek a resolution you both can live with. You know, in politics it says, politics is the art of compromise. Marriage is the art of compromise. And then lastly, if you can't, then seek mutually agreed upon outside help. That might sound drastic, but if there's a problem, that problem needs to be dealt with. So how are you doing? Here's some questions to ask as you want to discuss this. Maybe you can call one of your friends that would be honest with you, that you can talk to. You both listened to this podcast, and what was the most important thing you heard today, and then explain why. And then as you think about that circle, that conflict diagram, how do you normally handle everyday conflict? Do you flee? Do you fight to win? Or do you talk it through? Well, explain. And then thirdly, do you have any growing resentment toward your wife or girlfriend that you can identify today? And then how could this group of friends help you resolve it? And then four, what did you learn today that you could apply now in your relationship with your wife or your girlfriend? And then explain. Are you looking for help? Are you looking for improving? Are you looking to get closer to this woman you love?